This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says former President Donald Trump poses a risk to democracy. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Speaking at a fundraiser in Arizona, President Biden said the Make America Great Again movement is an existential threat to the U.S. political system. He said his predecessor is more interested in personal power than upholding the nation's core values. Biden said some mainstream Republicans are complicit.
Will we put partisanship aside and put country first? I say we must, and we will.
The president spoke at a celebration of a library to be built honoring his friend and fierce Trump critic, the late Republican Senator John McCain. I'm Norman Hall.
Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for the victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says grief-stricken mourners attended a crowded memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Handaniya as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
Reuters' Edward Barron reporting there. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people and wounding 14 others. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack in the town of Bulobird in the Hiran region, or 2 earlier attacks where no injuries were reported. Somalia faced frequent attacks by the country's al-Qaeda affiliate, the militant group Al-Shabaab. House Republicans have launched their first formal impeachment inquiry hearing against President Biden. We get more on that story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
James Comer and other GOP committee chairs say there is a clear link between the president and his son Hunter's overseas businesses.
A mountain of evidence revealing how Joe Biden abused his public office for his family's financial gain.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says there is no evidence the president did anything wrong.
No gun, no smoke.
And key witnesses like George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley, who was called by the GOP, say so far,
I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
The hearing unfolded with the Democrats displaying a screen counting down the hours and minutes until a government shutdown.
People are going to be hurt when this time runs out.
With Maryland's Kwesi Mfume blasting Republicans for wasting the time on a political stunt.
Why in the hell are we playing this game?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
With a government shutdown looming in less than 2 days, if lawmakers cannot break a stalemate with some Republicans, VOA's Alexis Strope reports contingency plans are being developed.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans control the House by a 221 to 212 margin. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Three people are confirmed dead after a gunman shot into a classroom at a university hospital campus, striking a teacher, then shooting a mother and daughter at a nearby house on Thursday in the Dutch port city of Rotterdam. The suspect was arrested outside of the hospital. Authorities are trying to determine a motive for the attack. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.